I have spoken of the present moment. It looks as if I advise people not to look back at the past and look forward to the future. If you do not look back at the past, how can you learn from the past? If you do not plan for the future, how can we arrange for our children and grandchildren? But the teaching is like this. The present moment is made of the past. The past is still alive in the present moment. If you are aware, if you are awake, if you are mindful, if you are able to touch the present moment, you also touch the past. Because of the very fact that the present is made of the past. So there is a possibility to change the past. Usually, we don't think that we can go back to the past in order to fix things there. We have made some mistake in the past. We have broken something in the past. And now we regret. And we live with our complex of guilt. And many people do not have peace because their guilt is so intense. But if they learn and find out that the past is still there in the present moment, they will know a way out. Because if they breathe in and out and become mindful, when they touch the present, they touch the past. And they can change the past by changing the present. Suppose you said something not very nice to your grandma 20 years ago, and now you regret it. What can you do in order to get rid of your guilt, to be kind to grandma again? Look at the present moment deeply. Look at yourself, and you know that grandma is still alive in you. You are only a continuation of grandma. So look deeply in you and see grandma smiling to you in yourself. And with that mindfulness, you just say, "I'm sorry, grandma." And then you see her smiling to you, and the wound will be healed very quickly. There's no need to live with your anguish, your guilt. Guilt is an obstacle for the practice. And as you can touch the past through the present, why don't do the healing right now? When you are firmly grounded in the present moment, you can look back at the past. You are looking at the present so deeply that you see all the elements that have made up the present moment, and these can be described as the past. Also, you learn that the future will be made of the present moment. The present moment is the substance with which the future is made. And therefore, the best way to take care of the future is to take care of the present moment. What else can you do? If you take good care of the present moment, there's no reason why you have to worry about the future, because you know that the future will be made by the present. And that is why hope is sometimes an obstacle. People tend to hope because they feel helpless in the present moment. They find that the present moment is so heavy, so unbearable, difficult to endure. That is why they invest in the future with hope. I hope tomorrow it will be better. I hope after tomorrow things will be better. And they get a little bit relieved because of investing in the future. That is why religions speak a lot about the future, about hope. But in the light of this practice, hope can be an obstacle. Because investing in the future, you have to spend a lot of energy for hoping. and there's not much energy left in order for you to take care of the present. And without enough energy, we cannot have a breakthrough. You cannot break through to the kingdom of God. And therefore, not to hope. Bring all source of your energy back to the present moment and get a breakthrough. And this is the practice.